The FBI search of former President Trump's Florida estate has thrust him back into the spotlight as he continues to hint at another run for president in 2024.
We're going to take back America. Take back America. And in 2024, most importantly, we are going to take back our magnificent White House.
While that statement drew some loud cheers at a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on Monday, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows that people overwhelmingly do not want him to run. Here to explain is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. Okay, so let's get right to it. What does this survey show?
Well, 61% of people said that they don't want Trump to run, which is largely, by the way, unchanged from right after the 2020 election, which shows you how locked in views of Trump really are, despite all that's happened. You know, 2/3 of independents and 1/4 of Republicans told us they don't want him to run, but more than 6 in 10 Republicans say they do want Trump to run. About that many would still want him to run, by the way, even if he's charged with a crime. I think that shows you the real dichotomy Republicans are facing here, because it's really a very difficult path for anyone not named Trump to win the Republican presidential nomination at this point if he runs. But Trump's potential weaknesses as a candidate are really glaring.
Right. You mentioned the possibility that he could one day face charges. What does the poll show about thoughts on the FBI search?
Well, Trump is really using the FBI search as a rallying cry. At that Pennsylvania rally, he called their search a, quote, egregious abuse of the law. And this is the kind of line, though, that's pretty familiar. Trump continuously throughout his presidency criticized the FBI as the deep state. But we know they obtained a legal search warrant, and the FBI says it has evidence that Trump's team did not turn over all the documents that were asked for. And our poll found that a plurality, 44%, think Trump did something illegal in taking documents from the White House to his home in Florida, while another 17% think he did something unethical but not illegal. Less than 1/3 of people overall think he did nothing wrong. But by the way, with Republicans, almost 2/3 of them think he did nothing wrong. And you can see the real divide here and how Trump has been able to convince his base.
Well, primaries are wrapping up now. The general election is heating up. Trump has, you know, endorsed a slew of candidates in some key races. And I'm curious, Domenico, what this poll shows about how voters are feeling about Trump's brand and candidates who have aligned themselves with that brand.
Yeah, well, it really tells you Trump has a lot of strength in a Republican primary, and that's why you see a lot of these candidates make it through. But understanding the broader reality of how unpopular Trump is with independents in particular, that's why you see people like Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell saying Republicans have an issue with, quote, candidate quality. And that's why now you're starting to see some of these candidates, I'm thinking in a place like Arizona, where independents are so important, where Blake Masters, the Trump-endorsed Senate candidate, is trying to pivot away from some of his harder-line positions on things like abortion, for example. And I think it raises real questions about the strength of Trump's candidacy if he decides to run in 2024, which he seems intent on doing to burnish his legacy, which has been so tarnished by his 2020 election loss that he, quite frankly, hasn't been able to accept.
That is NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thank you, Domenico.
Hey, you're welcome.